Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. The work week can be long, but if you like the people you work with, you might not mind so much. In fact, you might even enjoy yourself. That's the case with the stories in this episode. We've got two for you. First, let's hear from a father and son locksmith team. Phil Mortellaro and his son Philip run Greenwich Locksmiths in Manhattan. They came to StoryCorps to talk about their trade, which the older Phil has been practicing since he left school after the eighth grade.
I was one of those kids who would show up when school first started, and they would see me again around Christmas time, and then they would see me in June to tell me that I had to do the grade over again. So dropping out of school, it was inevitable. And as far as you doing the business, you started younger than me.
As soon as I could walk.
Even before you were walking.
Yeah,
I got pictures of you in the shop when you were in the bassinet.
I was literally there since day one. I saw you do it. I was like, okay, I can do this. Then I kind of realized, man, you know, everyone loves my dad. One half of that is, you know, because he's a great guy. The other half is like, you know, he's the guy who helps you when even other locksmiths can't help.
I have a sense of usefulness. And that's the big thing in my noodle is you always have to feel like I have some worth.
I'm not just saying this. You're the most hardworking, tenacious person I know.
That comes from coming from immigrant parents. You can never work hard enough. Even when you're working 7 days a week, they say you're a little lazy. Think about it, Philip. When am I ever late?
Never.
When do I ever take vacations?
No, never.
And when am I going to retire?
One day before your funeral.
Do you know it. You know, if you ever didn't want to do this, you know, I would never be heartbroken. I would understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? My father, he hated my business, man. You know, I had a cousin who became an accountant, and my father used to tell me about him all the time. But I think it was the founder of IBM. He said, I'm no genius, but I'm bright in spots, and I stay around those spots. I like that.
You raised all of us, man. Five kids, and every single one of them did not ever want for anything, man. That's hard to do for someone who just went up to the eighth grade.
Well, you do your best, kid. This is what you do. But honestly, your best. Not just a BS best. And even if you fail, it doesn't feel that bad.
You're always my barometer. You never let anyone down. That's what sets you apart.
That's locksmith Phil Mortellaro and his son, Philip. In the next story, we'll hear from two men who set out to clean up New York City. Angelo Bruno spent more than 30 years as a sanitation worker there. He and his partner, Eddie Nieves, cleared over 14 tons of garbage from the city streets each day. When Angelo retired, the pair sat down at StoryCorps to remember their days on the route. Here's Eddie.
Everybody would just come out just to talk to you.
People would say, oh, good morning, Angelo. Good morning, Eddie. You want a cup of coffee? You want lunch?
And the nuns kissing us, too. We got nuns on the route. You know, I never had that before.
The younger guys would ask me, how did you get that? It's just a little good morning. Have a nice weekend. Hey, you look great today. I could do 14 tons of garbage. I can't lift a baby carriage off of stuff and carry it down or hold someone's baby when they went to get their car.
The garbage ain't going nowhere. You know, the garbage will be there a half hour from now, an hour. So when you get it, you get it.
He made a statement one day that he does all the work and I do all the talking.
It came out wrong.
Look how he's getting at us. It just came out wrong.
I deserve it.
When I first came on the job, there was one old timer, I remember Gordy Flo, his name was. One day he stopped the truck. He tells me, Angelo, you look down this block first. See, all the sidewalks are all crowded up with garbage. So I dig nothing of it. My father always told me to respect my elders. I get to the end of the block, and he stops me again. Get out of the truck. Look back. Nice and clean, right? People go walk on a sidewalk. Guys can make deliveries. Be proud of yourself.
The day that people learned that you were going to retire, we went maybe a block or two blocks, and six people came up to him saying, you're crazy. What am I going to do when you leave?
I'm a little bit of a marshmallow anyway, but I never thought my last day would be so emotional for me.
He's crying, they're crying, I'm crying, watching them cry. And I've been very lucky because it's the best part I ever had. We used to try to take the same vacation and try to have the same day off. And I miss my partner.
I feel the same way, Eddie. I'll be honest with you. I miss it terribly. I'm like that little kid looking out the window now when I hit a truck. I think I could have done another 31 years.
Angelo Bruno with Eddie Nieves in New York City. StoryCorps' next book will feature stories about working, We want to know what motivates you to do what you do each day and what you've learned on the job. Or if you know someone who takes a lot of pride in their work or does a job you can't imagine doing, interview them at StoryCorps. Shoot us an email. The address is characters@storycorps.org. This has been the StoryCorps Podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and through donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Become a StoryCorps member today. Find out how and learn about member benefits at StoryCorps.org.